The lawsuit seeks to stop the Ohio Department of Education from auditing the Electronic Classroom of Tomorrow, or ECOT, an audit that had been scheduled for February, then mid-June, then set to start today. These charter school audits are done every 5 years to determine if student enrollment matches the number of students for which the state pays the charter to educate, money that is taken from traditional public schools. Longtime lobbyist Neil Clark is a consultant for ECOT, which he says since 2003 has had a contract with ODE on how these audits would be done. He says ODE now wants to change that process, including checking that students log in for at least 5 hours a day, which he says is not spelled out in state law.
And they want to ignore the revised code, and they want to ignore the existence of our contract. So we had no choice but to go to court and seek a temporary restraining order from having them apply these ridiculous standards.
Clark says ECOT's attorneys were in constant contact with ODE, but that the agency didn't answer their questions and concerns, which led to the lawsuit. And Clark says he's aware that this may look like ECOT is trying to dodge an audit that could end up costing the school millions in state funding if that audit does not find as many students are enrolled as ECOT has claimed.
Don't care about the criticisms of what people say. We have successfully passed audits in 2003, 2006, 2011, and 10 other audits done by the auditor of state under the principles of that contract. Now, if they want to change that contract, they need to go either inform us in a different way, or they need to go to the General Assembly.
And Clark says the lawsuit will show there's been what he calls a pattern of concern that ODE has been looking at ECOT more carefully than other charter schools. ECOT has received a fair amount of negative attention. Most recently, an article in the New York Times that noted ECOT's graduation rate was under 39%, which is significantly lower than even the worst performing traditional public schools. So both critics of charter schools and their supporters are waiting for the results of the ECOT audit. Chad Aldous with the pro-school choice group, the Fordham Institute, says an extensive audit is important.
You get into details with a school serving a large number of kids, I would expect it to take some time. I'm less worried about the time and more worried that whatever analysis is done, it's right, it's helpful, it's fair. So I'm willing to wait a little bit of time to make sure that, the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
ECOT claims nearly 15,000 students are enrolled, which makes it larger than all but 8 traditional public school districts. The Ohio Department of Education has not responded directly to ECOT's lawsuit and the allegations in it, but has said in a statement that the agency is committed to completing its regulatory duty to review attendance at all charter schools and ensure that all charter schools are getting appropriate funding. At least 2 charter schools have had to give back hundreds of thousands of dollars in state funds after fewer students were found than were claimed. Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.